So as she said, I'm Anna, and this is Gina, and we are going to talk about development of a neighborhood sustainability plan that was really driven by the community and using the health impact assessment framework from the beginning as opposed to at the end when the plan was completed. So sort of a different way to look at these things. Let's see, how do we... first, we're going to talk about the actual project, the sustainability plan and the health impact assessment. Then we're going to talk about progress so far, the different ways that we started to implement in the community. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about my new organization, Rethink Health, and give some context into how this health impact assessment can really be a platform for moving the work in the community forward. And we don't have anything to disclose.
We started working, as Anna talked about, kind of from the beginning with an HIA on one side and a neighborhood sustainability plan on the other. And so what we wanted to do was really take the original goals that we worked with on the community and finding and what were specific interests from a community survey that was done to lay the groundwork as we worked in the side-by-side process and really kind of what I would say seep into it. Interests of the community. So as you can see here, the goals of the community identified priorities, safety, employment, youth engagement, and we also built an advisory committee of provider and community-based organizations to help us think about this process. They were crucial to talk about the folks they worked with and then also to work alongside residents and neighbors with Community Solutions kind of providing that backbone support. As I said before, we developed both, we did both the health impact assessment in partnership with an ongoing neighborhood sustainability plan. So, while clunky at times, I think it showed an opportunity to be able to develop these things in real time together, which is, I think, an important development in the field, although I'm not a health professional myself, but we loved the way it came out, and we can talk more about that later. And then obviously want to implement a plan that included physical and environmental change to support increased health and well-being, which is kind of our overall goal in the community, is to support that through all our work streams. And that's one of them. So this is just a little bit about our organization.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll just, Community Solutions is a national nonprofit, and we have community-based initiatives in Hartford, Connecticut, and Brownsville, Brooklyn, currently. And we worked with Michael Singer Studio, which is a planning and design firm based out of Vermont and Florida, I think. And then the work was supported by the Health Impact Project, which is a collaboration of the Pew Charitable Trust and Robert Wood Johnson. And then not up here is our amazing colleague, Jimmy, and his team at Georgia Health Policy Center, which was our TA for the Health Impact Assessment part of it, because it was our first go at using this tool.
So we just wanted to orient people to the neighborhood in which we work. It is the northeast neighborhood of Hartford, so you'll see on the left-hand side a whole map of Hartford, Connecticut, and then we work in the northeast quadrant, which is outlined in red on the red there. So you can see this, the big green swath, which is Keene Park, and that kind of is our boundary line to the north there and kind of is our neighborhood and actually a fantastic asset that we'll talk about later in the presentation. I'll show you a little bit about the income and crime disparities of the Northeast and Hartford. And one of the kind of interesting things to point out here is really, you know, obviously this is a neighborhood of concentrated poverty. It has absolutely some of the worst health outcomes in the country. Kind of what I always tell folks is, you know, if you live in Northeast or if you live 4 miles away in West Hartford, where I live, your life expectancy is about 10 years difference. And so that's also really interesting because the average age in Northeast is 28. And so, you know, the story in Connecticut is one which you find that the urban poor centers have very low incomes, very poor health outcomes, and very high crime rate. And one of the things that Anna and I were finding working there is a real importance around focusing on neighborhood level data. And we might get into this a little bit later, but it was very important that we looked at the Northeast and the Hartford data, which you can see is more connected than county level or statewide data, because the counties and the state show such a different picture in terms of health equity and other things. So, next slide.
And this is, I don't know if any of you are familiar with the Health Equity Index. It's been developed, I think, in a couple different states, but it really shows you, actually measures the health inequity of Hartford. So this is the whole city, and there's 17 different neighborhoods. This dark brown one here is our neighborhood, Northeast. And you can see here that in terms of years of potential life lost, diabetes, infectious disease, cardiovascular disease, it has the lowest health equity in the city, which is also one of the sort of worst off in the state. So sort of a bleak picture, but and then getting to the health impact assessment, Jimmy asked me to ask everyone, who has heard of a health impact assessment before? Okay, good. Okay, because we're not going to talk about all the different things about it, so that's great.
This is not a regular health impact, as you'll find out from our colleagues.
Yeah. So one of the key components of our, both the health impact assessment and the sustainability plan, was stakeholder engagement. Starting with our work in the community a couple years ago, we did community surveys, just really talking to people. We have a community outreach coordinator who is from the neighborhood. He was born and raised there and lives there now. His name's John. And, you know, what he found through his, you know, it was not scientific survey, it was just talking to his friends and about 600 neighbors, was that, as Gina said, safety, unemployment, and youth engagement are really the concerns that people think about on a daily basis. We know from the data that health is also a really huge issue. So one of the things that we really tried to do was combine those together and think about social determinants of health and not just one health indicator, such as asthma or obesity, but how health is impacted by having a job or access to parks and whatnot. So that started a couple years ago. And then once we started the HIA process, we created an advisory committee of, we invited over 100 different organizations working in the city and the state, so all the way from community groups, churches, other nonprofits, to city agencies and state agencies, as well as federal agencies. And it started in October of 2013 with a huge, I thought it was huge, kickoff, a workshop on HIA training that was led by the Georgia Health Policy Center and us to really teach neighbors and other organizations what this is, what is a health impact assessment, why it's important, and what is our goal for developing the neighborhood sustainability plan and how we plan to integrate it together. And then we had a year of really consistent communication with all the different organizations, surveys, face-to-face meetings, community meetings, really trying to get as much information out to the community as well as feedback in terms of developing what we now have within the sustainability plan. And Gina is going to talk about what that looks like now.
So kind of as Anna was saying, after we went through a process of really working with the community, narrowing down some opportunities, working with Michael Singer Studios to really have some good discussion about what the opportunities meant and the ability for the opportunities to really work well for the community. These are the short list of what we came up with. And so focused on four key areas, pedestrian and bicyclist safety, and I call that kind of safe intersections, and we'll talk more about it. Productive Keeney Park, as I talked about before, we have a great opportunity with one of the largest urban parks in the country, which is also an Olmsted Park right in our neighborhood, so really looking at that. Hot topic, vacant lot reactivation. So how can you really change people's relationships to vacant lots with a health lens? And then finally, strengthening the urban canopy, and that's around trees, and really what that looks to is, in particular this is an issue in the Northeast, is understanding the tree canopy, doing selective harvesting, because we've had a lot of storms in the Northeast in the past couple of years. It's caused a lot of tree damage, but doing that in a really sustainable way, and also looking at the job opportunity for folks in the neighborhood where the unemployment is really high. If we look just at each one, as you can see here, Hartford, Connecticut is ranked 29th most dangerous metro area in the United States for pedestrians. Our neighborhood's no exception. So we see two really big opportunities. One is around thinking about this as an opportunity for families taking their children to school. Again, we talked about youth engagement as one of the pieces that the community really said was important. So thinking about how we can connect that, the change in the nature of these intersections. I think also other components of this, just to find a way that people will change the nature of the way they relate to intersections. We have a lot of four-way stops, so really kind of rethinking some of these sections. Second, productive Keeney Park. So this had this actually had four subcomponents, and it was a pretty lengthy piece. But how, you know, Keeney Park right now is kind of undermanaged, underutilized, and overgrown. So the perception of the park is that it's very dangerous. And a lot of folks don't use it. There have been a number of folks, including Friends of Keeney Park and Family Day Foundation, that have done things to improve the park. These are additional opportunities that we really think will be supportive of expanding Keeney Park as a real asset for the community. And also, again, kind of, again, going back to the community need for jobs, so looking at livestock instead of regular park management through volunteer and things like that. Composting, there are two composting facilities at Keeney, so looking at really ramping up those and how to use them as assets for not only the neighborhood but the city and potentially beyond. Tree harvesting, so is there trees in the park that can be used for furniture making and other mulching and other activities that would also be economic production to support the neighborhood. And then finally, access, and that's, again, really changing the way that we connect to the park. Vacant lot reactivation is, there are 139 vacant lots. As you can see here, a lot of different things that we can do. Community gardens, wildflower meadows, outdoor gyms, play areas, and culture. We have a lot of strong connections to Hartford Food Systems and Knox Parks in the area. But I think that this is a really important way to change the relationship of residents to the neighborhood. And then fourth is urban canopy, and that's kind of that specific opportunity that we talked about around tree limbs and connected light and power, and really using that as a health improvement opportunity that connects to real jobs for residents.
Okay, and then going towards the assessment part of the health impact assessment, as I said before, I'm sure all of you have seen this number, this slide before, but really thinking about health with a much wider lens than just sort of the health indicators that we think about in terms of asthma or obesity, but how can we look at all these other things that are happening in everyone's daily life in the neighborhood. Keeps going the wrong direction. So this is not as complicated as it looks. It is our sort of the health pathways that we created initially when thinking about our four opportunities. And it really just helped us sort of visualize what are the potential impacts of all of these different activities. And so here's the safe intersections, vacant lot reactivation, street tree canopy, and a protective Keeney Park, and leading, you know, all the different activities that we could do, and then obviously leading to reduced obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, reduced asthma, increased safety, as well as some other things that we weren't initially thinking about, such as improved mental health, improved social connectedness, just greater well-being overall. And then we'll go one. This is just an example of sort of the more in-depth assessment that we did for vacant lot reactivation. And through a huge lit review and a lot of research, we determined that sort of potential impacts were valid, that we had thought would impact the neighborhood. And we did this for each of them, but I'm not going to go through it. This is just and obviously, we have this in a report that's 110 pages that anyone can look at if they want to. And I think that's implementation.
So this is, you know, in terms of my work on the ground, what we're most excited about, and that's really bringing this to life. And so now that we've finished the health impact assessment and the plan, we've already started doing, I would say, two things. One, doing micro projects in the community, show what's possible, and then two, working with providers and residents, kind of city and state agencies, to come up with kind of a report card so that we'll track over time the progress that we're making based on the recommendations. One of these examples is the redevelopment of Gully Brook, the one that you saw before with the a rain garden that was installed in the spring, actually at our office site in the neighborhood.
All right, and then just to bring it all together, you know, one of the things that health impact assessment framework talks about is doing the health impact assessment on a policy, program, project, or plan. But we really think that there's an opportunity to really move past that. You know, this project really built this great leadership team, multi-sector leadership team, and is a really good launching point to do some real system change in the neighborhood and the way that Hartford and Connecticut works together. So I threw this in because this is the pathway to a healthy health system that Rethink Health has designed. And what it really does is sort of step through phases that communities and regions can and need to go through to really ultimately change the health system of a region. And, you know, we think that it starts with a targeted campaign, which is really awesome, and they're great things to do, and the Neighborhood Sustainability Plan is part of that, but really we want to use this as an opportunity to move this forward and actually do system change. This is an example of other communities around the country telling us where they think they are on the pathway. This is really difficult work. There are very few communities that even identify as being in phases 4 and 5 of real sort of system integration and change. At the Communities Joined in Action Conference, we even had to put up a phase zero because most people, you know, they said, we're not even doing a targeted campaign or initiative together yet. So it's just an example of that. And then, you know, we think that Northeast Hartford and Hartford as a whole are really around phase two, really looking about how we can move forward using this opportunity as a platform for actually working together, not just to create, you know, one project in Keeney Park, but to change the way that we work together with the health system and public health and all the different sectors. So this is just a overview of what Rethink Health is. I'm happy to answer any questions about the organization later, but that's it.
Thank you.